Campbell Hall in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows with this look at AM 580 News. The Illinois National Guard activated two more helicopter crews that headed to the Gulf Coast ahead of Hurricane Gustav. State officials said the crews left Decatur yesterday for Louisiana. Governor Rob Blagojevich's office says the crews were requested by Louisiana through a mutual aid agreement. Illinois had already sent one helicopter crew on Saturday. The hurricane is expected to strike the Gulf Coast sometime today. Blagojevich says the helicopters and crews are ready to perform search and rescue missions, as well as sandbagging of levee breaks. A man who was struck and killed by an Amtrak train in downtown Champaign Saturday night has been identified as 52-year-old Billy Hayes of Champaign. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup says the cause of death was multiple traumatic injuries. Hayes was struck by a northbound Amtrak train while attempting to cross the tracks near Springfield Avenue. Both the coroner's office and Champaign police are investigating. One of the eight people hospitalized for exposure to a dangerous chemical at an East St. Louis storage and mixing plant has been released, but the rest were still being treated at St. Louis area hospitals as of last night. An FBI spokesman says there were no fatalities connected with Saturday's chemical release at RoCorp in East St. Louis. Two emergency rooms in Missouri's St. Louis County were placed under quarantine Saturday night after they accepted patients seeking treatment for the chemical exposure. One of those emergency rooms has reopened. Officials say the chemical appears to be nitrile aniline. That's a highly toxic material used in the synthesis of dyes, antioxidants, pharmaceuticals, gasoline, poultry medicines, and as a corrosion inhibitor. Illinois now has a Good Samaritan law for animal rescuers. Sean Crawford reports.
The idea is to make sure those who help animals in an emergency or a disaster are immune from being sued if something goes wrong. Nearly 20 other states have similar laws. Most of those were enacted after Hurricane Katrina, when thousands of animals were stranded without food or water. While rescuers tried to come to their aid, in certain cases, pet owners filed lawsuits because of injuries to their animals. First responders, veterinarians, and others will be protected under the new law, which the governor signed. It takes effect immediately. Animal rights groups say it sends a message that no one should fear legal repercussions for helping an animal in need. The law is based on one already in place for those who assist people in emergency situations. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Champaign County AFL-CIO holds its annual Labor Day parade today along Broadway Avenue and Washington Street in Urbana. The parade starts at 9:30 at the corner of Illinois and Broadway in downtown Urbana. It will head south on Broadway to Washington and then east on Washington to the Champaign County Brookins Center at the corner of Learman. Illinois Street between Race and Vine will be used as the parade staging area, and that will be closed today from 8 a.m. until noon. The FAA is investigating a helicopter crash that killed three people in rural southeastern Indiana. The medical helicopter crashed yesterday near Burney. That's about 40 miles southeast of Indianapolis. In baseball yesterday, the Chicago White Sox beat Boston 4-2. Jim Thome hit his 536th career homer in the first inning, tying Mickey Mantle for 14th place. The Sox play at Cleveland tonight. The St. Louis Cardinals play at Arizona this afternoon. Yesterday, Houston shut out the Cards 3-0. The Astros swept the three-game series with the Cards and have now won five straight, going into a game at Chicago with the Cubs this afternoon. The Cubs lost to Philadelphia yesterday 5-3. The Cubs' National League Central lead was trimmed to 4.5 games over Milwaukee. It's 6:34.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And let's take a look at the Labor Day weather for central and southeastern Illinois. Clear skies persisted over the region, or rather across the region, through the overnight hours and into the early morning. Temperatures across the area near dawn were mainly in the 60s, and they're still in the 60s here in Champaign-Urbana. High pressure over the eastern Great Lakes will continue to build southwest into the midsection of the country, providing dry and warm conditions into tomorrow. Highs today will range from the upper 80s to low 90s throughout the region. Overnight lows tonight will range from the middle 50s across northern Wisconsin to the low 70s across the Missouri Boot Heel. Champaign-Urbana area weather, the forecast for today, Labor Day, sunny, the high in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, the low in the mid-60s, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high in the upper 80s, mostly cloudy Tuesday night, the low in the upper 60s. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, partly sunny, the high in the mid-80s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Right now, 66 degrees at 635.
We're going to get an update now on the New Orleans levees as Hurricane Gustav moves ashore. We're going to have a live interview here with Mark Schlefstein, a staff writer for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, who has helped us several times to understand what's going on with the New Orleans levees. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you?
I'm in the newspaper building, sort of downtown New Orleans.
Safe? You're safe? Okay, it's high ground, relatively speaking.